Welcome to Managing Myeloma. My name is Philip McCarthy. I'm a professor of medicine and oncology at Roswell Park Cancer Institute in Buffalo, New York. And often I'm frequently asked, how long should my patients be on maintenance therapy? And currently, based on the data from the studies that have been published for lenalidomide, at least based on the CLGB-100-104 study, patients should remain on lenalidomide until progression of disease. If on bortezomib for whatever reason due to intolerance of lenalidomide, the HOVON 65 trial looked at bortezomib for 2 years, twice monthly. And with all types of treatment, AEs will need to lead to a cessation of therapy, and the patient needs to be monitored carefully for at least monthly for those patients who are on len due to the cytopenia risk. Doesn't mean they need a full exam, but they need at least a CBC, and then at least every 3 months see the patient and see how they're doing, and then check urine and blood for evidence of progression. For very high-risk patients, we can consider low-dose consolidation such as the RVD light, but this is based on a phase 2 study from the Emory group, and they then followed this up with len maintenance. And we think that we're going to have to develop strategies for these very high-risk patients, because we know that single agent maintenance therapy alone probably is not going to be enough.